Blog Talk Radio.
To the people and the Gentiles, Tommy Hart, the one the authorized version ascribes the name Lord God is Real, appears among us with great news. A former preacher of the church and author of the Book of the Law of God, All Things, the Demonstrated Power of God, Lord God would like to share what he has discovered during what is now a 39-year study of the Authorized Version Bible, also known as the King James Bible, coming from the Vatican. He comes to show Bible truths that have been hidden throughout Bible content. Lord God is Real decrypts all things kept silent and in secret inside the pages of the ABB, aka the KJV, all with a level-headed, easy-to-follow analysis unlike any other. His Excellency logically restructures the AVB's confusing text and separates the subject matter into two categories, truth and fiction. He also defines with clarity what is meant by the terms Lord, in all caps, Christ, God, many other titles, and who claims them now in this day. His Majesty concludes, the Authorized Version Bible, written in the year 1611, is primarily a law book, a history book, a legal document, and the first law between the Pope of Rome, the papacy, and the Gentiles. In other words, those who are classified as white people. Knowing the AVB, written during the conquest of Africa, Lord God exposes the many laws of the Bible, from Genesis to Revelations, which include the law of Passover, the law of God, and the law of the curse carried out on African black people worldwide. It is established the Vatican is a governmental body institution hiding in plain view under the cloak of religion. Lord God is here because the Vatican called for him in the pages of the AVB. So without further ado, it is with great enthusiasm I bring before you the host of the show. Please join me in a warm round of applause, the magnificent Lord God Israel.
Welcome to Lawmaster's Law of God broadcast. I will start by reading, doing some of the readings. This reading is titled, Things Written About Tommy L. Hart. Things written about Tommy L. Hart that are found in the Authorized Version Bible, commonly called King James Version. Acts 8:10 says, this man, Tommy L. Hart, is the great power having the designation of God. Romans 15:12, he that shall rise to reign over the Gentiles, in him shall the Gentiles trust. All these statements speak about Tommy L. Hart. Psalm 72:15, he shall live. Joshua 3:5, the Lord will do wonders among you. Psalm 72:8, he shall have dominion. Joshua 3:10, know that the living God is among you. Isaiah 7:20, the Lord shall shave with a razor. 1 John 3:20, God is greater than our heart and knows all things. Psalm 45:11, he is thy Lord and worship thou him. Now, bear in mind the things that I read. The speaker is speaking, in all the things that I read, the speaker is speaking to you, the people, about Tommy L. Hart. Psalm 45:11, he is thy Lord and worship thou him. Isaiah 40, verse 5, the glory of the Lord shall be revealed, Psalm 118:27. God is the Lord, which has showed us light. 1 Kings 18:39. The Lord, He is the God. The Lord, He is the God. Psalm 72:17. His name shall endure forever. Psalm 63:11. Power belongs to God. Psalm 89:7. God is greatly to be feared. Job 5:9. God does great and marvelous things. Psalm 98:1. He has done marvelous things. Psalm 111:3. His work is honorable and glorious, and His righteousness endures forever. Psalm 95:3. The Lord is a great God. John 2:5. Whatsoever He says to you, do it. Revelation 19:2. His judgments are true and righteous. Luke 24:34. The Lord is risen indeed. Psalm 99:2. He is high above all the people. Romans 14:8. We, the Gentiles, are the Lord's. Genesis 31:16. Now then, whatsoever God has said to thee, do. Joshua 2:11. The Lord your God, He is God in heaven above and in the earth beneath. Revelation 19:5. Praise our God, all ye His servants. Romans 15:11. Praise the Lord, all ye Gentiles, and laud Him, all ye people. Revelation 19:6. The Lord God omnipotent, Tommy L. Hart, reigns. Now, these things the Word says to Tommy L. Hart. Psalm 87:3 says, glorious things are spoken of thee. Obviously, in these things, the Word speaks to me, the Lord, Tommy L. Hart. Psalm 10:17. Lord, Thou hast heard the desire of the humble. Psalm 90:2. Thou art God. 1 Kings 18:36. Let it be known this day that Thou art God. Psalm 77:14 and Psalm 72:5. Thou art the God that doeth wonders. Thou hast declared Thy strength among the people. They shall fear Thee as long as the sun and moon endure throughout all generations. Psalm 86:10 and Psalm 76:7. Thou art great and doest wondrous things. Thou art God alone. Thou, even Thou, art to be feared. 2 Samuel 7:22. Thou art great, O Lord God, for there is none like Thee, neither is there any God beside Thee, according to all that we have heard with our ears. John 21:17. Lord, Thou knowest all things. Psalm 97:9. Thou, Lord, art high above all the earth. Thou art exalted far above all gods. 1 Chronicles 29:11. Thou art exalted as head above all. 1 Chronicles 29:11. Thine, O Lord, is the greatness and the power and the glory and the victory and the majesty. 1 Chronicles 29:12. Thou reignest over all. 1 Chronicles 29:13. Now therefore, our God, we thank thee and praise thy glorious name. Isaiah 63:19. We are thine. Isaiah 64:9. We are all thy people. Psalm 119:91. All are thy servants. Psalm 92:5 and Psalm 92:4. O Lord, how great are thy works, and thy thoughts are very deep. Thou, Lord, hast made me glad through thy works. Revelation 15:3. Lord God Almighty, great and marvelous are thy works. Just and true are thy ways. Revelation 15:4. Thou only art holy. All nations shall come and worship before thee. Thy judgments are made manifest. For some reason, I can't get on the internet, so there has been a change in my plans here. Okay. The Gentiles call for God. This is the call by itself. Acts 17:23, Psalm 119:145, Isaiah 63:19, Judges 9:10, Job 37:6, 1 Kings 2:2, John 1:22, Judges 13:17, John 1:38, Jonah 1:8, Isaiah 3:6, Judges 9:12, 1 Samuel 1:23, Romans 12:17, Ecclesiastes 1:13, Titus 1:5, Luke 1:1, Exodus 4:17, 1 Samuel 9:6, Psalm 83:1, Matthew 6:13, Jeremiah 8:10, 1 Peter 2:15, Psalm 90:17 and 16, 1 Samuel 23:27, Judges 9:14. To the unknown God, hear us, O Lord, we are thine. Come thou and reign over us, the Gentiles. Be thou on the earth, show thyself a man. Who art thou? What is thy name? Where dwellest thou? Of what people art thou? Be thou our, the Gentiles, ruler. Come thou and reign over us, the Gentiles. Do what seemeth good to thee. Provide honest things in the sight of all men. Seek and search out all things. Set in order the things that are wanting. Set forth in order a declaration of those things which are most surely believed among us. Thou shalt do sign. Show us our way that we should go. Keep not thou silence, O God. Hold not thou peace, and be not still, O God. Deliver us from evil, from the prophet, Christian minister, Bible teacher, to the priest, everyone deals falsely. Silence the ignorance of foolish men. Establish our works, and let thy work appear to thy servants, the Gentiles. Haste thee and come. Come thou and reign over us. The Gentiles' promises for God. Judges 13:17, Psalm 9:10, Genesis 27:40, 1 Kings 12:4, Genesis 44:10, Nehemiah 5:12, Isaiah 41:11-12, Job 11:18. We the Gentiles shall do thee honor. They the Gentiles that know thy name will put their trust in thee. Thou, God, shalt have the dominion over us, the Gentiles. We, the Gentiles, will serve thee. Ye shall be blameless. we the Gentiles will do as thou sayest. They that war against thee shall perish. Thou shalt be secure. All right, this time, I'm going to go ahead and with this thing here. Hold on a moment. Okay. Now, the AVB condemns the papacy. The AVB condemns the papacy. That is big news. That is great news. That is truthful news. There's a prayer in Psalm 43, verse 1. Psalm 43, verse 1. And I am turning my pages. That prayer says to God, it says to me, oh, deliver me from the deceitful and unjust man. The prayer. Now, question coming out of the prayer is, one question is, who is the deceitful and unjust man? I hope to answer that. Shortly. The papacy says, these things are against me. What things? The things I will now read. Isaiah 63, 15, 18, and 8. Isaiah 63:15 says these words. Talking to God, talking to me, saying, look down from heaven and behold from the habitation of thy holiness and of thy glory. Keep in mind, the papacy has said these things are against me. This one thing here, look down from heaven, talking to God, and behold from the habitation of thy holiness. Thy holiness is a reference to the papacy, to the Pope. You may ask, what Pope? But the question is, what is the habitation of his holiness? The habitation of his holiness is Vatican City, Rome, Italy. The statement says, look down from heaven and behold from the habitation of thy holiness. The way the statement is written is, I'm going to let that be. I'll just go with reading it and not making too many comments. Now, God is, in the statement here, God is to look down from the habitation of his holiness. That means God is where? In order to do that, they put God at Vatican City, Rome, Italy. Vatican City, Rome, Italy, is the place of His Holiness. That statement is against His Holiness. That statement is against the papacy. Psalm 48:1. The Lord is great and greatly to be praised in the city of our God, in the mountain of His holiness. What is going on? The first statement said, from the habitation of His holiness, and this second statement says, in the mountain of His holiness. And who do the statements put who in the mountain of His holiness and who in the habitation of His holiness? It puts God there. Something has happened. I will read that something which has happened shortly. Jeremiah 23:9. I am like a drunken man and like a man whom wine has overcome because of the Lord and because of the words of His holiness. I will read the words of His holiness shortly. So far, the statements have referenced His holiness, the statements have referenced God, the statements have referenced the habitation of His holiness, and the mountain of His holiness. The mountain of His holiness, of course, is the place of the habitation of His holiness. His holiness, the Pope, the papacy. Job 26:7. Job chapter 20, verses 6-7. Listen. Though His Excellency mount up to the heavens, and His head reach to the clouds, yet He shall perish forever like His own dung. They which have seen Him shall say, where is He? That statement also is against His Excellency. His Excellency here is His Holiness. The statement speaks about concerning the person of His Excellency, the person of His Holiness. The Jeremiah 23:9 statement mentioned the words of His holiness. The Psalm 48:1 statement mentioned the city of our God and the mountain of His holiness. And the first statement I read spoke of the habitation of His holiness. Now, I did not finish reading the things there in Isaiah 63:15, verses 18 and 8. Let me go back there. Lord, look down from heaven and behold from the habitation of Thy holiness the Gentiles who are the people of Thy holiness. His holiness has said, surely they, the Gentiles, are my people. So, the habitation in Isaiah 63:15, 18, and 8, the Lord is referenced. The habitation of His holiness is mentioned the Gentiles, who are the people of His Holiness, is mentioned, and His Holiness Himself is mentioned. And He says, surely they, the Gentiles, are My people. A word about the people of His Holiness and His Holiness. The Gentiles and the papacy conspired to overthrow, invade the land of the black people. Capture and take prisoners the black people, although they did not kill, and enslave the black people, debase the black people to merchandise, things that can be bought and sold. Those things the papacy and the Gentiles conspired to do against black people. So the papacy and the Gentiles, alias white people, are partners in crime. So here we read of the papacy and the people of His Holiness. Partners in crime. Let's continue. The last statement I read was Job 20, verses 6 through 7. Now, I go to, and these statements, remember, are all against the papacy. If they are against the papacy, they are against whoever is Pope. Whoever has been Pope, they are against Pope Emeritus Benedict, a Pope who says he's in retirement, a Pope who says he shall be hid from the world. But in the AVB, it is written where he says he shall be hid from God, the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart. Yes, these statements are not tied to the papacy. God is in, they put God in the habitation of His Holiness. They put God and call the mountain of His Holiness the city of our God. That's Psalm 48:1. Though His Excellency mount up to the heavens and His head reach to the clouds, yet He shall perish forever like His own dung. They which have seen Him shall say, where is He? Where is he? What has happened to him? Job 37:5 and 4, God the Lord, Tommy L. Hart, thundereth marvelously with His voice. He thundereth with the voice of His Excellency. Psalm 60, verse 6, God, the Lord, Tommy L. Hart, has spoken with regard to His Holiness. Now, the statement that says, the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart, thunders marvelously with His voice. He thundereth with the voice of His Excellency. I read again. though his excellency mount up to the heavens and his head reach to the clouds, yet he shall perish forever like his own dung. They which have seen him shall say, where is he? Psalm 105, 1 and Psalm 30, verse 4. Listen. O give thanks to the Lord, Tommy your heart. Give thanks at the remembrance of his holiness. Remember, at this time, his holiness cannot be found. God is in the city. God is in the mountain of his holiness. God is in the habitation of his holiness. What has happened? These statements are not kind to his holiness. These statements are not kind to the papacy. These statements are not kind to the Gentiles, because the papacy and the Gentiles together conspired to do evil. They conspired to do evil against black people. And they did evil. They perpetrated evil against black people. Oh, give thanks to the Lord, Tommy L. Hart, who the Bible places in the habitation of his holiness, the one the Bible places in the mountain of his holiness. Give thanks to the Lord, Tommy L. Hart. Give thanks at the remembrance of his holiness. When it comes to pass that his holiness cannot be found, when God is literally in the habitation of his holiness, when God is actually in the mountain of his holiness, you are directed to give thanks at the remembrance of his holiness. But you don't give thanks to his holiness. You give thanks to the Lord, Tommy L. Hart, at the remembrance of his holiness. Because at this time, his holiness is not. Psalm 47, verse 8. God, the Lord, Tommy L. Hart, sitteth on the throne of his holiness. The statement is definitely not pro the papacy. It is not a pro-papacy statement. These statements are not pro-papacy. They are against the papacy. And they put God in possession of the place that belonged to his holiness, the papacy, the place of the papacy. This statement says, God, the Lord, Tommy L. Hart, sits on the throne of his holiness. What has happened to his holiness? Psalm 109:14. Let the Lord, Tommy L. Hart, remember the iniquity of his fathers. His fathers is a reference to the papacy. Now, the papacy is connected to iniquity. First, we saw that the papacy owns up to the Gentiles. Not owns up to, but the papacy admits that the Gentiles are his people. Now, the Lord, Tommy L. Hart, is directed to remember the iniquity of the papacy, the iniquity of his fathers, the fathers. the whole succession of popes, the papacy, the whole succession of popes and their acts. God, remember the iniquity of the papacy. Psalm 35:20, they, those of the papacy, devise deceitful matters. Don't forget what I said. The papacy and Gentiles conspire together to overcome black people and enslave black people and reduce black people to merchandise. They conspire to buy and sell black people as merchandise. They did all kinds of evil against black people. Partners in crime, the Gentiles and the papacy. The iniquity of his fathers here in Psalm 109:14 is also the iniquity of the Gentiles. Why? Because the papacy and the Gentiles are partners in crime. What they did to black people was sinful. It was criminal. Sinful, criminal, wicked, iniquitous. Now it says in Psalm 35:20 about the papacy, they devise deceitful matters. Look at the Christian message that they, the papacy and Gentiles, have given to black people. And I've presented before the statement that says the leaders of this people caused them to err, to do wrong, to believe wrong. The papacy and Gentiles have given black people a false faith, a false belief called Christianity, a false belief concerning a fictitious character called Jesus in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. It says the leaders of this people, the black people, caused them to err. Gentiles are the leaders of black people. Who caused black people to believe in Jesus? The Gentiles did. The black people did not cause themselves to believe in Jesus. They did not cause themselves to believe a lie. What lie? Jesus is real. Jesus is God. Jesus is the Lord. Black people did not make that up themselves. They were given that information, that deceitful information, why they were slaves. They were made to believe that, made to confess that Jesus, or to say that Jesus is their Lord, made to. All resistors, all black resistors were dealt with. Partners in crime, the papacy and the Gentiles. Wasn't enough for the partners in crime to enslave black people, to reduce them to the status of merchandise, to buy and sell black people, to work I don't know what out of them. They gave them a false belief, a false hope. Evil characterizes the partners in crime here, namely the papacy and the Gentiles. Yes, they devised deceitful matters. Listen, Jeremiah 5:26. They lay wait as he that sets snares. They set a trap, they catch men. Now, you've noticed the use here of the pronoun they. We've gone from speaking only of the papacy to they. They who? Okay. I'm speaking about the they of the papacy and the they of the Gentiles. I'm speaking about the partners in crime. They. They lay wait as he that set snares. They set a trap. They catch men. They want you to think that catching off men is a good thing. What bait do they use to catch men? They use the bait of the fictitious character Jesus. But they do not use the true bait of the fictitious character Jesus that is found in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. They tell lies and say they are preaching the gospel when they are not preaching the gospel of Jesus, the Jesus that is in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. And I've spoken on that several times before. They devise deceitful matters. Let the Lord Tommy L. Hart remember the iniquity of his fathers. They lay wait, they set trap, they catch men. Jeremiah 5:27 speaks of the partners in crime, saying, as a cage is full of birds, so are their houses full of deceit. What houses is referenced here? You may call it a church. You may call it a church house or church building. That's what is referenced here. Their houses, their churches. You go to church, your church, because it speaks of every one of them. Whether it is called a Catholic church, Protestant church, Mormon church, Jehovah Witness church, it doesn't matter. Their houses are full of deceit. Their church houses are full of deceit. Isaiah 9:16 and Psalm 12:2, the Gentile leaders of black people cause them, the black people, to err. They speak vanity. They speak vanity. The Christian speech, the preacher's speech, the Pope's speech. With regard to their Christianity, all vanity. Vanity of vanities. All is vanity. These statements are definitely against the papacy and the Gentiles, the partners in crime. James 3:9. We curse men. But in the statement I haven't finished reading, they specify the men they curse. Listen, we curse men, which are, now that's bad right there. That's in the confession right there, we curse men. But what men do they curse? What men have they cursed? We curse men, which are made after the similitude of God, the Lord, Tommy L. Hart. We know who God is now. So God adds his name to the title of God. God, the Lord, Tommy L. Hart. We curse men which are made after the similitude of God. What is God? God is a black man. They say we curse men, which are made after the similitude of God. What men do we know they curse? We know they curse black people. They enslaved black people. They conspired to overthrow, take black people into captivity, and enslave them, and reduce them to the status of merchandise, things which are bought and sold. That's a curse, people. That's the curse. Don't ever call that a good thing. Something got to be wrong with somebody to call that a good thing. I mean, terribly wrong. Don't ever say that. Say it was terrible, bad, sinful, iniquitous, wicked, evil. Call a spade a spade. Because that's exactly what the Gentiles meant to do to black people. They meant to do them evil, to do evil to them. They weren't trying to do them any good by overcoming them and enslaving them and buying and selling them. They were not trying to do them good or do them a favor. They were trying to destroy them, which they did do. That was their goal, to destroy black people. They say, they confess, we curse men which are made after the similitude of God, the Lord Tommy of Heart. And black people to this very day still embrace Christianity. Why? Because the Gentiles deceived them. Well, we can read now. We've been freed almost 150 years just here in America alone. Some other places, blacks were freed before we were freed here in America. But just here in America, we've been freed almost 150 years, somewhere around 148 years. Yes, we have been freed about approximately 148 years. Yes, we say we can read. And what do? We still hold to the lies the Gentiles gave the black people who were enslaved and could not read, but were forced to believe the Christian wicked message, the Gentiles' wicked message. Yet we say we can read. And it is clear to see in the Bible that in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, that Jesus is not the same Jesus that the Gentiles have forced upon black people from days of slavery and led black people to believe in. It's not the same one. They tell lies. Remember this, and I'm not going to go into a long, detailed discussion about it, but Jesus in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John is a criminal, just as the papacy and the Gentiles are criminals. They're partners in crime. They tell you Jesus was righteous. But can't you read? Can't you read yourself? Can't you read Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John and see that the character Jesus in those books went about breaking laws? Can't you read and see that the character in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John is a lawbreaker? What is a lawbreaker? A lawbreaker is a person who breaks rules, who breaks laws, irregardless of who or what he is. If he breaks laws, he's a lawbreaker. And the breaking of laws is not a righteous thing. The breaking of laws is not a good thing in the eyes of the world. Okay. Back to the statement in James 3:9. We curse men. Who is the we? those of the papacy and the Gentiles, partners in crime. We curse men which are made after the similitude of God. The Lord, Tommy Hart. Well, simplistic reading of that statement says this: we curse black people. Because that's the truth of the matter. That's just the simple truth. That's the naked truth. The partners in crime have cursed black people. They say. And they don't even put it in the past tense. They don't say we cursed the black people. They say we curse black people. We keep on cursing black people. Because now they believe what we say, even though they say they can read. Now, just briefly here going over these things, the statements at the beginning put God in the habitation of his holiness. It puts God in the mountain of his holiness. His holiness cannot be found. It is said of him, where is he? And the statement, well, God has spoken in his holiness, saying, go his excellency mount up to the heavens, and his head reach to the clouds, yet he shall perish forever like his own dung. They which have seen him shall say, where is he? God thunders with the marvelous voice. God thunders marvelously with his voice. Whose voice? He thunders, the book says, with the voice of his excellency. The voice of his excellency is in the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart's hands. Not only is that, the mountain of his holiness is in God's control now. The habitation of his holiness, the statement, puts in God's control. Yes. These statements, the papacy says, are against me. God sits on the throne of his holiness. There is an overcoming here. There is an overthrowing. Something has happened. Let me read this. Let's see what has happened. I'm getting the statement here. So stay with me. Here it is. Here is what has happened. The forecast says there shall be a great forsaking in the land, Isaiah 6:12, and the commandment to the wicked, Isaiah 55:7, says, let the wicked forsake his way. Here we have the audience of Pope Benedict XVI. Listen, here is the basis of his audience. The papacy says these things to all the people. Lamentations 1:18, 2 Timothy 4:6, 2 Timothy 4:7, Luke 1:28, Job 33:12, Acts 11:17, Job 19:6, Job 19:9, Job 19:10, Job 19:11, Proverbs 21:12, Lamentations 1:18, Psalm 100:3, 1 Corinthians 15:34, Acts 20:25, Acts 20:29-30, Titus 1:10-11, Jeremiah 8:10, Jeremiah 5:26-27, Acts 20:32, Psalm 45:11, 2 Samuel 2:6. The audience of Pope Benedict XVI. He will tell us what has happened here in his audience. He says to the people, all people Hear, I pray you, and behold my sorrow. I am now ready to be offered, and the time of my departure is at hand. I have finished my course. The Lord is with thee. Listen. Listen to the Pope's audience. He says to the people, the Lord is with thee. God is greater than man. What was I that I could withstand God, the Lord Tommy L. Hart? Listen. Know now that God, the Lord Tommy L. Hart, hath overthrown me. What? He says God has overthrown him. No wonder we read in the statements I read, and we see that God can be looked down, God can behold from the habitation of his holiness. No wonder book puts God in the mountain of his holiness. No wonder. No wonder. No wonder the Lord God can sit on the throne of his holiness. His holiness has said, God has overthrown me. He has ripped me of my glory and taken the crown from my head. He has destroyed me on every and I am gone. He has also kindled his wrath against me, and he counts me as one of his enemies. God overthrows the wicked for their wickedness, the Pope says. The Lord is righteous. I, the Pope, have rebelled against his commandment. Know ye that the Lord taught me your heart, he is God. Awake to righteousness and fear not. And now, behold, I know that you all shall see my face no more. Remember the statement in the statements against the papacy? Those that have seen him shall say, where is he? And now I know that ye all shall see my face no more. I know that after my departing, grievous wolves shall enter in among you, not sparing the flock, and speaking perverse things. There are many unruly and vain talkers and deceivers whose mouths must be stopped. The Pope here is speaking about his fellow preachers spilling the beans, so to speak. There are many unruly and vain talkers and deceivers whose mouths must be stopped from teaching things which they ought not, such as Jesus died for your sins, Jesus is real, Jesus is Lord, Jesus is coming back to get you. From the preacher, Bible teacher, to the priest, everyone deals falsely, the Pope goes on to say. Everyone, every Christian minister. They set a trap, they catch men, as a cage is full of birds, so are their houses full of deceit. Even the Pope saying the statement that I read earlier, the church house is full of deceit. The papacy, full of deceit. And now, brethren, I commend you to God, the Lord Tommy L. Hart, who is able to build you up. He, the Lord Tommy L. Hart, is thy Lord, and worship thou him. And now the Lord Tommy L. Hart show kindness and truth to you. So we get understanding from the audience of Pope Benedict during the statement I just read. So we can see why God, the Lord Tommy L. Hart, can behold from the habitation of his holiness, that he can, why the book places him in the mountain of his holiness, and why the book says, shows him sitting on the throne of his holiness. His holiness has said, God has overthrown me. God has overthrown the papacy. The hour is up. So just let me read the rest of these things that are against the papacy. Psalm 10, verse 7. His mouth, the Pope's mouth, the Christian preacher's mouth, the priest's mouth, the mouth of his holiness. His mouth is full of cursing and deceit and fraud. Under his tongue is mischief and vanity. This is talking about the preachers, people. Psalm 36:4, he abhorreth not evil. Psalm 36:3, his words are iniquity and deceit. Psalm 109:17, as he loved cursing, so let it come to him. What have I done? I have found that the pontiff, the Roman pontiff, his holiness is described in the above prayer as deceitful and unjust. Remember the prayer? Deliver me from the deceitful and unjust man. I have found that his holiness is referred to as that man of sin in 2 Thessalonians 2:3. I have found that every Christian minister is a person of sin. I have found that the whole succession of popes is a line of deceitful, unjust, and wicked men. I have found that the Christian religion is founded on deceit and wickedness. Sum and substance. Jeremiah 8:10. From the Christian minister, the prophet, the Bible teacher, the priest, to the priest, from the Christian minister or Bible teacher, preacher, to the priest, everyone deals falsely. That's a statement of sum and substance. I know I cited it earlier, but it is a sum and substance statement. The charge against the papacy, 1 Corinthians 6:8, ye do wrong and defraud. Now, that's not all the charges, but this is just one of them. The judgment, Psalm 37:20 and Psalm 37:10. The wicked shall perish, and the enemies of the Lord, Tommy or Hart, shall be as the fat of lambs. They shall be consumed. The wicked shall not be, yea, thou shalt diligently consider his place, and it shall not be. I thought about the question in reading that. They that have seen him shall say, where is he? Where is that wicked one? I have shown you the statements of the papacy that are against the papacy. And they are not only against the papacy, they are against the Gentiles, the people of the papacy, and the Gentiles and the papacy are partners in crime. Join me again next time, Thursday evening, 7 o'clock. Meet me there.